Good morning and welcome this morning to Victory Baptist Church. If you'd please take your Bible to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, we're going to have our scripture reading beginning with verse 9. Let's stand together for the reading of God's Word. Luke 11, beginning with verse 9 down through verse 13. The Bible says, "And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" And notice that last verse particularly. Almost a verse that isn't the expected answer that we see here. But it says, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" And so we're going to be talking today about the power to live the Christian life. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Our theme this year, Revive Us 2020. "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Psalm 85, verse 6. We need the reviving of the Spirit of God. Last week we talked about what a healthy Christian life looks like. We talked a little bit about that, and I'm sure there is much more to be said on that. We just scratched the surface of what a healthy Christian life looks like. And we talked about three main words that summed up the three main points, which was fellowship, grace, and fruit. Fellowship, grace, and fruit. So fellowship, under that, when we think about a healthy Christian life, a healthy Christian life must have fellowship, particularly fellowship with God. Daily in the Word, depending on the Lord in prayer, obedient to the Word, these are important things of having fellowship with God. You know, there was a time when actually Jesus was on this earth and teaching, and someone said to him as he was teaching with maybe a crowd that had gathered, someone said, "Hey, your mother and your brothers, your brethren are here. They'd like to see you." And he said, "Who are my mother? Who is my mother and my brethren? But those that hear the word of God and keep it. The same are my mother and my brethren." Hear the word of God and keep it. That is just back here in Luke chapter 8. So you can just skip back a little bit and notice that. Luke chapter 8. Please look at verse 19. "Then came to him his mother and his brethren, and could not come into him for the press." There was such a bunch of people there that they couldn't get in. "And it was told him," verse 20, "was told him by certain, which said, Thy mother and thy brethren stand without desiring to see thee. And he answered and said unto them, My mother and my brethren are these, which hear the word of God, and do it. And so obedience brings us into close fellowship with God. It is essential for fellowship that we walk in obedience to the Word of God. Okay, so fellowship is an important element of a healthy Christian life, a healthy spiritual condition, to be in fellowship with God. Grace was the next word that we looked at last week. Grace. Grace is God helping me. God's help for me. That's what grace is. We are saved by grace. God did the work. We trust him. He does it in our lives. Grace. God's help for me. Grace is not just needed for my salvation, although it is. We are saved by grace alone. But we live the Christian life by grace, by God's grace. God's help for me as I trust him. And so that is important, and that's some of what we're going to talk about here today. But the third one was fruit. That's what our life produces. And that is in two ways. Both my character becoming more like Christ. That's fruit. Me becoming like Jesus. That is fruit in my life, but there's also the fruit of the impact I have on others, both on my fellow believers to edify them and be a blessing to them, but also to the lost, my witness. All right? So that breaks down some of the basics of a healthy spiritual condition. Just a bare framework, though. Now we've got Luke 11 open here before us. Luke 11 and verse 9. We read this scripture here where God says, the Lord Jesus says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And he's talking about prayer and he's talking about asking God for needs in our life. And he is saying, we need to be serious. We need to ask. We need to seek God. This is important. This must be an earnest seeking for the Lord. But you notice what he says as he talks here about asking and how the loving Heavenly Father knows how to give good gifts. You know what he says here? He says, you all have had earthly fathers, right? We all are, some of us are earthly fathers, and we, even though we're sinners, even though we come short, we know how to give good gifts to our children. And you know what Jesus says? How much more? The Heavenly Father knows how to give what? Good gifts. Good gifts. But you know what the passage says? Do you know what the gift God says the Heavenly Father wants to give? It's a person in this passage. What is it? Let's look at it. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love to us. Thank you that you are a good Father, that you care about us and you know what we need and what we don't need. And Lord, I thank you that you do give good gifts to your children, and especially as we ask and seek and knock. Lord, I pray that you would help us to ask for the right things. And first and foremost, the Holy Spirit, as we see you emphasizing that in your word here. Lord, I do pray for the Holy Spirit today, the Holy Spirit to work in this assembly, the Holy Spirit to work in this church that's not all assembled here. Lord, that you would work in hearts, in homes, in marriages, in children. Lord, we just lift up the needs of this ministry, of this community, of our witness. Lord, we pray that you would help us to be fruit-bearing Christians. Lord, I pray that you would bless this time, that you would give me the words to say, that you would use me. I yield myself to you with thankfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. So God says, if you ask me, I want to give good gifts to my children. You know why that's so important for us to pray? Pray. To spend time asking God, talking to God, thanking God. Prayer is very important, and we need a prayer revival. I need a prayer revival. I need to grow in prayer. But you know what? Prayer is also simple. It's simple. Talking to God. We need to talk to Him respectfully. But we can pray about anything and everything. We can pray about little things and big things. And we can see God do a work in our lives as we trust Him. All right? God wants us to pray. He wants us to ask. But we can see in this verse, the main thing that God emphasizes here that He wants to give, the good gift He wants to give, is the Holy Spirit. Now, for us who are children of God, we have the Holy Spirit. God gave us the Holy Spirit when we trusted the Lord Jesus as our Savior. The Bible says that when we trust Christ, the Holy Spirit of God comes to live in us. But you know what? Just because He's come to live with us, in us, doesn't always mean that He is in control. Because I still have a will. God says that the Holy Spirit can be grieved if we do things that are not right. I can be saved and do things that are not right and make the Holy Spirit very sad. And God says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. We should do what pleases Him. So here's the thing. I need to surrender to do what He wants. So we see a couple of things. First, we can see that we need to ask. For children of God, even, we need to ask, Lord, I need Your help. Do you know what the Holy Spirit was given for? He is given to be our helper. Our helper. The very word that the Bible uses in the Greek language is paraclete. It's a similar word, in my mind anyway, as a paramedic. Except that's a medical doctor, and a paraclete is just someone who comes alongside to help. But you know, a paramedic is a medical professional that comes to where someone's sick. And often paramedics are on an ambulance, and they come to your home where you're sick. They help you. They give you medicine. They get you the medical help you need. A paramedic. But you know what? God, the Holy Spirit, is a paraclete. He comes alongside to help, to bring aid. And you know what? We need to ask for it. We need to ask for God's help. You know, it's not enough for us to just go through a day and say, well, I'm a Christian, so I guess God will help me, right? No, we need to ask. That's what God is saying. We need to ask for help. We need to be trusting God, looking to God for help. This is key to our Christian life, is asking, recognizing our need. Lord, I need You. I need Your help with school today. I need with this paper right here, this is difficult, and Lord, I need You. Would You help me? Help me to be able to work through this. Lord, I'm feeling sad. Lord, I need Your help to have a right attitude. You see, it starts with asking, right? Seeing our need and asking for God's help, for the helper to help us. And so the Holy Spirit is here to help. He wants to help us to do right. He wants to help us to understand the Word of God. He wants to help us even to pray. And so it starts with asking. I need to ask for God's help. Secondly, we must surrender. We must surrender. Surrender means that we yield, right? We say, whatever You would like me to do. Lord, here I am. I'm willing to listen, and do what you ask me to do. That's what surrender means. Surrender is not, I give up and I'm not going to do anything. I'm done. I'm quitting. I'm fed up with it. That's not surrender. No. Surrender isn't quitting and giving up. Surrender is saying, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'm not going to fight you any longer. I'm going to listen and obey. I need your help. And so first, we need to, let's say it together, ask. Ask. We need to ask God. God says, I give good gifts to my children. I give to those who seek and knock and ask. Right? What was the second word? Surrender. Surrender means, Lord, I will do what you want me to do. That's what surrender is. I'll do what you want me to do. I'm ready to listen for instructions, and I'm ready to obey. Because you know what? If we want God's help, God isn't going to help us do things that aren't right. God's not going to help you go down a road that you shouldn't be going down. God's not going to help you with that. Mm-mm. In fact, He's going to make it harder. He's going to stop you. He's going to get in your way so that you don't go down that road. Okay? So, ask. Ask for what? Ask for help. Ask for help. Lord, I need you. I'm struggling with my attitude. Lord, I need your help to respond right. And what was the second word? Surrender. Lord, I'm ready to do what you want me to do. The third one is trust and obey. Trust and obey. You know, we sing that song sometimes. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. You know what the trust aspect is? Is that I can trust God. Because you know what? Sometimes God asks me to do things that are hard. There are things I can't do by myself. There are things I need help with. And sometimes this is scary. I don't know if I can. But Lord, you commanded me to do this. With your help, I will. And so there has to be a stepping out of trust in God. Yes, I will obey, Lord. This is not easy, but I'm trusting you to help me obey. Someone once said, it's not so much trust and obey, it's trust to, no, listen, it's trust to obey. Trust Him to obey. As I depend on Him, I find His help. You see, God doesn't help me obey until I am surrendered and walking in obedience. Okay? There's a combination there of me yielding to God. So this is God's plan. This is the Christian life that He wants for us to have. A life of trusting God to obey. Trusting God to obey. And so we can see here from our passage that God wants us to depend on Him. He wants us to ask and knock. Notice again in verse 9 of Luke 11. And I say unto you, ask, and what next? And it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. So we need to seek God for help. We need Him every day. This is normal Christian living. This is what God designed it to be, that we would need Him. Without Him, we can't do it. Without His help, We will fail. But with his help, it's doable. It's doable. Will you ask, surrender, trust, and obey? Ask for God's help, surrender to the Lord, and trust and obey. All right? That's the way God wants us to live each day. All right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the help you have available for us. Thank you that you want to give the Holy Spirit with his power in our life, the power to live the Christian life, the power to obey, the power to do right, the power to witness, the power to have a right attitude, the power to be thankful even when things don't go as we wish they had, the power to do those things that are right. You give us that as we trust you. So help us to ask, help us to surrender, help us to trust and obey. Thank you, Lord, for the time we could have in your word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.